I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. It's been 40 years since the release of Mel Brooks' movie Blazing Saddles. I recently went to an anniversary screening, and in the audience was one of the movie's stars, Gene Wilder. The Avon Theater in Stamford was packed, and Rhea Scalish was near the front of the line. She knows the movie by heart, the dialogue and the music too, like this one from actress Madeleine Kahn, singing as the German stage actress Lilli von Stupp.
I'm tired. You want me to go through the song? I could do the whole song.
You don't have to do the whole song. It's only like a 3 minutes.
Of love. I've had my fill of love. From below and above.
From below and above.
Scalish dragged her husband with her from Cleveland to see Blazing Saddles on the big screen and to see Gene Wilder in the flesh.
I was raised on it, so it sounds weird, but it's one of my kids' movies. Because I'm 35 years old, but I grew up on it, so all through my life I've been quoting lines through it, and it's like, oh, I remember sitting at my grandpa's house watching it and sitting it at my uncle's house and going back and forth with him and just having all the memories with him.
I remember it, too. When I was a kid and we got our first VCR, we picked up 3 movies from the store. Blazing Saddles was one of them. And this was back when rental stores didn't exactly have strict policies about when you had to bring the tape back. We kept the movie for what seemed like months, and I watched it endlessly. It was a great, if early age, to watch a movie about racist white people somewhere in the Old West and how they dealt with the arrival of a black sheriff. The answer? Not well at first, but over time they came to appreciate him, as he and his white six-shooting friend, played by Gene Wilder, helped save the town from evildoers. But the plot isn't what makes the movie memorable. It's not even the fart gags. And ask my kids, I love a good fart gag. But it's the wince-inducing, painful, probing jokes the movie makes about us. Brooks and his co-writers, including Richard Pryor, they take shots at all of us. The earnest, the dumb, the pious, the drunk, the greedy, the hopeful, the actors, and most of all, the racists.
Hey, boys!
That's Gene Wilder playing Jim as he and Sheriff Bart are trying to get the attention of 2 members of the Ku Klux Klan. First you hear Jim, then you hear Bart.
Look what I got here! Hey, where are the white women at?
Then there's the scene when Bart's upset. The townsfolk don't like him because he's black. Here, Jim counsels patience.
What did you expect? Welcome, Sonny. Make yourself at home. Marry my daughter. You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. The common clay of the New West. You know. Morons.
Earlier this year, NPR's Code Switch blog called the movie the best interracial buddy comedy. Standing in line, superfan Rhea Scalish grants that the film isn't exactly politically correct.
But it's making fun of the idiots that are politically incorrect and think that way, so it's not offensive because you're joking about them.
Here's how Kate Tobin sees it. She's a high school English teacher, and she stopped saving a row of seats to talk to me. She says this film is perfect satire.
This is a satirical piece, and that the mirror that it's holding up isn't a mirror that we can look in and go, oh yeah, absolutely, we're laughing at it because we're past that, and we just think of it as funny now that people ever thought that way. I laugh at it because I think, wow, we're still there, and we don't really acknowledge that we're still there. Oh, we have a black president, everything's fine, which is not at all the case.
Gene Wilder came in just before the movie began. It was strange to see the young man I knew on film getting old in real life. He sat behind me and had a sleeve of popcorn and a drink as he watched. And when the film was done, he answered a few questions with his wife about how he got the role, about his love for Madeleine Kahn, about his friend, Richard Pryor. Pryor was supposed to play Bart, but Wilder said the studio objected. Cleavon Little ended up playing the part instead.
So they found this fellow who is wonderful.
And gorgeous in the saddle.
Yeah.
And Wilder was honest. The whole movie wasn't funny, he said. Like the part where a cross-eyed governor's making lewd comments to a sex object secretary. But picture this, Sheriff Bart and his family going west in a wagon train that comes under attack by the Sioux. The chief was played by Mel Brooks himself and spoke Yiddish.
Laws in gain!
Kappa walk, it's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big as in, take off.
when he came out and he was playing an Indian, but an Indian who was talking Yiddish, that I thought was funny.
And 40 years after Blazing Saddles was released, Wilder's got a point. Sex and fart jokes are sex and fart jokes, but laughing at ourselves, especially when it's painful, now that's funny. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.